don't even want to fucking talk to these niggas. Let's just show them.
I see dead rappers the dead of night to get a sight. Go shit, that's why I never write by time. Not get a refund, nigga. You can make a movie and not get a rerun, nigga. So you can make a scene and I make a buck. My steelos to treat them like a kilo. Cut them or tape them up. I ain't the killer type, I'm the villa type. Black tuxedo in the Porsche that's vanilla white. I can't even pillow fight. Guns in the pillowcase. Trying to count the old bills, the shit's got the little face. Start with a little weight, start with a couple rhymes. I did the shit once, I can do it a couple times.
I mean, turn my page, turn the page of my notebook super aggressively. The Algos gang is back. Shout out to Lock, shout out to Locks for dropping that fucking heat on Friday.
Whose phone's going off?
Mine? Is it?
I heard somebody's.
Oh, yeah, turn them off. Or turn the, do like in church, turn the ringer off.
What's the last time you've been to a church?
I've seen one on TV. Fucking tuned into Joel Osteen on a Sunday. Also, sidebar, big ups to the Locks for giving me a mention on IG, on their IG story on Friday.
Yeah.
That was love. That was love. My cousin was like, yeah, but like, did you add them? Like, and I was like, yeah, that's kind of how I got on there, dude. And he's like, well, then it's not that big a deal. I said, yeah, you're right. They only have 250,000 followers, and they just happened to select the white guy with the hair. My picture's like fucking the hair. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Fucking beat it, dude. Yeah, get off the fucking hater train.
He was playing that new shit.
I was going hard at work.
It was hard.
You know what I mean?
You asked me. You was like, yo.
You got to go put that on.
The first track. And I was in agreement. I heard it. Said, I was like, oh, right shit. Away. I was like, damn, this shit kind of hard.
I might have to let the whole joint rock
they,
out now.
They wasn't fucking around on that first joint, but they had a track on there that was trash.
Is it the one where he was like,
the reggae joint.
Oh. Oh, yeah. I kind of gave that a skip. I was like,
like, nah, this ain't for them. Yeah.
That's a hard one to pull off.
Yeah. Nah, not for the Locks. Well, I don't want to hear
reggae song.
I don't want to hear the Locks on a reggae song.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it was like, yeah, it had the reggae beat. I thought you were gonna go the one where it was like definitely hardcore boo loving.
Yeah, nah.
Nope, you stay with me, baby.
The reggae.
Stay with
one.
Me through all this, baby.
Now they could do that on a hard beat,
right?
But not no soft shit. Come on, it's the Locks we talking about, man.
Yeah. So I told everybody from the jump. When we start bringing in the guests, it's going to be nothing but the best. I said, it's going to be the tops in all of their careers and or professions, and today is no different. This one's a treat. We have a gent and Russo who took a very simple idea and turned it into a $1 million business. Help us welcome Bobby and Russo from Sneak Peek Prints.
What's going on, guys?
Welcome.
Thank you for having us.
Welcome.
Appreciate it.
So a little backstory to how we met. I got, when we started doing the shirts, I asked a friend of my cousin Rory, Darren. Shout out Darren, Ice Cold Fatties.
Ice Cold Fatties.
If he could do shirts, because he was doing printing. And he said, yeah. And then, how many? And I gave him the number, and he was like, oh, no, I'm not set up for that. But I know who is. And he suggested you guys. And obviously, it's been nothing but super positive.
Yep.
The orders were done expeditiously. We ran through the first one. Second one was done even quicker, even in the times of COVID. So I guess, like, my first question is, like, well, when I went to pick the shirts up the first time for the first order, you said, like, gave me a little of the backstory about the business, and you said something that was crazy. It was, I started selling shirts in high school out of my locker.
Damn, I told you that.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's true.
So you were selling white tees?
No, what's not that? White tees. More like the Billionaire Boys Club, the Pave.
Okay.
Red Monkey.
Yeah, I sold a lot of jeans, a lot of fake Jordans. At first, I didn't know they were fake.
Right.
Where was you going to Canal Street?
Canal Street, Tacony Palmyra, And then we had like a plug in China that would send us stuff.
Yeah.
And then the postal service kept holding up our packages. So
yeah, it was dope.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
This boy was selling.
Talk right into the mic.
He was selling purses to teachers.
Right into it.
Fantastic.
Yeah, man. This man was selling purses to teachers, lockers. He had like 12 lockers around the high school, bro. It was crazy.
Oh yeah. Yeah. It's
a we used to sell CDs because I had a friend. One of our other guests that came up, Marker's cousin, used to work at this place, CD World, and he kind of finessed it to where he was just getting the CDs before they actually got scanned into their inventory.
Right.
I don't ask me how, but then we're getting bags and bags full of them.
Yeah.
Greed kicked in. Everyone's cousin Greed kicked in.
As it
and
does.
Then. Like basically had operations at his school, which is down the street, and then at my school it was just out of control. But how do you go from like you're selling t-shirts and fucking and some knockoff gear and shit like that to where you're at now? Like how does it?
That's a good question. Yeah, it was definitely an evolution to get to that point.
Yeah.
Like, you know, so in high school, I kind of built a reputation for selling clothes and having clothes like dress down days. I would wear a different polo each period.
Right.
And then sell that polo I wore last period. You know what I mean? Like I would really be like.
That's hustle.
Yeah.
Like, that was some fly shit.
You can look like me too.
that's some
fly shit. For $35, I'll give you the fucking shirt off my back.
Yeah. Selling the shirt he got on.
Yeah. That's
some shit.
That's like sports. That's like fucking sports shit. It's like, the, you know what I mean? Like a game worn joint. It was like a game worn by Bobby.
That's like a 60 point game jersey right there. Like, yo, he going for 60. Today. I need one of these. Yeah. You holding it up and shit. Like at the end of a game, they do the jersey swap. Y'all sitting there like this.
He's like, it's the second period, John, right here.
I got second period. They all take pics and shit. Yeah. Damn.
That's wild.
Yeah, crazy.
I mean, outside of, let me, maybe I'll rephrase the question a little bit. Outside of like, the regular things that it takes for everyone to be successful, like obviously you have drive, there's some determination, but like, what was it that kept you motivated or got you to the point where it's like, all right, I'm ready to maybe to take this legit?
I kind of knew it was coming at some point. Like, I mean, by the time I was like 16, I literally had a full operation in high school, two high schools, like 10 lockers, all different stuff. Like, I was very serious about it early.
Right.
You know, as most entrepreneurs, you start off selling weed. Right. Almost everyone I've ever met, that's how they started.
Yeah.
You know, I started that early. And then, yeah, I was always very serious about starting a business. I mean, that was always like bound to happen at some point. And then, you know, when we were like 19, 20 years old, we had, you know, the recession hit. It was 08, 09. Yeah. And real estate was just up for grabs. You know, everything was dirt cheap. So we found a building. And initially, we wanted to do a sneaker store.
Okay.
Thank God we didn't follow that.
Right.
But, yeah, and then we just kind of pivoted into screen printing.
So, like, had you had, prior to that venture, like, had you had experience in screen printing?
Not for shit. None of us knew a fucking thing about screen printing. I'm sorry, I'm allowed to curse.
Yeah, you can say whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah, we knew not.
This is that platform you're allowed to do. Whatever the fuck you want.
Real shit. Awesome. We're like, nah, we got to bleep that up. Yeah. We got to bleep that shit out.
I was wondering that. I'm like, dude, can I say fuck on this
thing? We didn't know a single fucking thing. Like, right. We did it ass backwards. I mean, you literally couldn't have started a business worse than how we did it. Yeah. Like, you know, starting a screen printing business, you want to do it with one or two people in a garage or a basement or a fucking tent outside. You don't want to do it by buying a shithole building, right, putting $40,000 into fixing that up with four people who don't know dick about screen printing. You know, that's the last thing you want to do. But that's how we did it.
Yeah.
So,
At the same time,
a jump all the way in. Swimming's off, boys. You're going swimming, and they fucking push you right off the dock.
Yeah.
And like you said, we thought we were going to be a sneaker store.
Yeah.
We were going to New York every other week, copping 30, 40 pairs of sneakers from Manhattan, Brooklyn, Harlem, wherever, coming back and flipping them.
Right.
Yeah.
And in doing that, while we were
trying to maintain cost effectiveness of going back and forth with tolls to New York.
Oh my God, Greyhound bus. That's what order. What was it called? The Bolt bus or
Bolt the bus. Bolt?
Yeah. The Bolt bus. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so it's not crazy. Sustainable. No, you know what I mean? In the long right. run, not sustainable.
Yeah, I mean, you have if you on the bus, you got all them bags and shit. Yeah. And it's just it was just two of y'all. The whole time?
We had three or four. But, yeah, and then you're walking through Harlem with $4,000 in your socks.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, and it's like not a good they move. Know you're not nah. from Harlem. You know, like, we kind of, you know, and then.
Looking
like
it must have been the skin tone.
Yeah. We were in Jamaica, Queens. Yeah. We went into a sneaker store. I forget what it was. We went into the store in Jamaica, Queens, and people literally thought we were like a boy band.
Yeah.
We literally we had like 30 pairs of sneakers lined up like on the where you like try all your shoes on. Yeah. And people were literally sitting there and like taking pictures of us. I was like, oh, what the fuck?
What year did y'all graduate?
I'm 08, he's 09.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Young Bucks.
Yeah. I'm 07.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
Where'd you go to high school?
Oakcrest.
I don't know where
Jersey.
I don't know where we're at, bro.
I would say to him,
you're literally on the other side of the of Chest, like,
we're
like
in by Bedford? The Navy. Is that what this is?
Woodbury.
Woodbury. Where y'all from?
If you drove straight down this road, you would look literally at the Navy Yard, like across it from the Navy Yard.
So we're just on the other side of the river.
Just literally on the other side of the river.
Okay. Yeah. Where y'all from?
Glen Olden, Sharon Hill, right outside of Philly.
Okay.
Delaware County.
Delco.
When people ask that, I'm like, just say South Philly. That's right. Because people they're like, where's Delco?
No, I know Delco.
Yeah.
I know Delco.
And then once
Justin's on the roads all the time. He drives.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I used to work for Cisco too, so I used to deliver in Delco.
The food spot?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Once people hear Delco, they're like, oh, you fucking asshole.
You fucking scumbag. So you're saying it sometimes has a negative connotation? Is that what we're saying?
Yeah. They're like, oh, you're from Delco? Right.
Leave that part out on the resume? Right. You're like, I didn't lie. I just omitted.
You know where the stadium's at? We're like 10 minutes from there.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So, obviously, tech is super big in your business.
Yeah.
Obviously, screen print. A lot of that, I imagine, is done on a computer.
Yeah. All of it. Yeah.
All of it. Mm-hmm. So, like, were y'all tech savvy prior to doing this?
Oh, fuck no. Not me at all. Fuck no. He's a nerd. Like, he's good. He picks that shit up fast. Now, me, no.
Not
at all. Like, for Illustrator, Photoshop, anything like that. Like you said, we didn't know anything about doing screen print or anything, so like we learned that shit from scratch. So like Illustrator, Photoshop, like that was something completely new.
Yeah.
So we picked it up fairly kind of easily, but like as far as the tech side goes, like with like the whole softwares and like the order forms and everything like that, like he built like a whole system, basically a whole app to do that. So to answer your question, no.
Some of us,
yeah. Yeah.
Some more than others.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
But we built the whole app and shit.
Yeah.
Did you trademark the app?
Well, basically, you've seen our new shop.
Yeah.
Like, as soon as we move into...
That was next. Excellent segue, too. Yeah.
Yeah, so as soon as we move into that shop, our old shop will become headquarters for the software company I'm starting. So that's kind of...
Crazy.
Boom.
It really... Like, we wouldn't be able to do the volume we're at with doing sales and everything if we didn't have this software in place. As far as like someone comes in and they want pricing or something like that, like all it is you take an iPad and it's
here it is,
click 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 click, here it is, here's the product you want, the pricing, quantity, and then send it off as invoice. And
that's love.
It's literally like that.
And it just keep getting easier too, don't it?
Yeah, I mean, as far as like updates and all go, like it's always, it's like a living organism. So it's like always.
So is Bobby the fucking Elon Musk of screen print?
It's perfect what you said. This dude's gonna be launching rockets. He wants to live on the moon, Mars.
I want to stay there for a little bit. I wouldn't live there.
Like a vacation.
Where, on Mars?
Yeah, for a little while.
You ever take mushrooms?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. So
yeah, of course. Oh, by the way, phenomenal.
Yeah.
Phenomenal trip this weekend.
Yeah.
The new batch was fantastic. Sidebar. Way to bring that up.
Yeah. Forget about it.
Wowzer.
Damn. Yeah.
Of course, it was like,
what, you grow mushrooms or?
No.
Oh, okay. Sorry, is that question? That's not a question.
No, you can. No, I don't. No, I don't.
Okay.
But I've been known to
mushrooms are fucking crazy.
Purchase some from time to time.
Acid. I like acid better than mushrooms. That's just me, yo.
I never took acid.
Did you say never took it?
Nah.
I can't, like, mushrooms. I mean, shit, that
was gone.
How often? Like, how often should someone take mushrooms?
It's an eye opener, I feel like.
I mean,
once a year?
Like,
yeah. Right.
I put a timestamp on it the other day and I said, you know, realistically, I feel that I should probably trip once every 6 months.
Okay.
And the driver said, yeah, well, you just tripped 3 months ago, so I guess you're good for a year now.
I disagreed.
Yeah, it was fun though. We had a good time. It was, I guess, the most eye-opening, John, was. So we were sitting in the living room.
Where did you trip at?
The mountains.
I feel perfect. Nice. Like, I feel like the environment is that's like a huge part of.
Oh, just wait. So I look to the left. There's two windows, right? There's one to the left over the sink in the kitchen, and then one to the right, looking out the same direction.
Yeah.
Over here, it looked bright and sunny. In this one, it looked like winter. And I was like, I looked right, and I said, that ain't real. That ain't real. And then I looked back and I was like, it's happening, dude. What the fuck? And then somebody else said, I can't believe you said, I thought I was thinking it in my head. I actually had said it out loud. I can't unsee that. So then we got up, and when I walked over, it wasn't quite so winter. But then I looked out and there was 40 fucking deer out there, dude. I said, what the fuck? Where the hell did they come from, dude? So.
Were they real deer?
Oh, yeah. Hold on. It gets better. So I had made an agreement that at the intermission of the Flyers game, I would walk to the car to retrieve one of the bags, like with my own stuff in it. So I go out there. Yeah, I know. You're looking at me weird because it was.
Yeah.
So I'm walking down the driveway. The car's parked at the bottom. It's on a hill, right? And as I come around the house, one of the fucking deer comes out from fucking nowhere, dude, and almost ran me the fuck over. Scared the shit out of me. Said, son of a bitch. I dropped down like I was ready to play defense and fucking basketball. You know what I mean? I was like, whoa, shit. Because it's on a fucking steep incline and I'm in fucking Vans, dude. You're
fucking leaning halfway back, probably.
Whoa. And then the fucking son of a bitch just stood on the side of the driveway and fucking stared at me.
Who blinked first?
I
blinked.
I would have ran for the fucking hills if I seen it there and crazy. I was tripping. Dude.
Crazy.
Fuck that.
But anyway, yeah, the trip was good. So sidebar, I forgot to answer your question. Yeah.
The mountains is a great place, though. The environment's everything when you're tripping.
For sure.
We tripped up in Westchester one time in a fucking apartment.
Yeah, that was mixed vibes.
Oh, everybody enjoyed fucking themselves. Worst vibes.
I had great vibes.
Bobby summed it up as mixed vibes. And we said worst.
What happened? Somebody was screaming?
Yeah. We were fine. Well, there was three of us, and then the one person wasn't tripping, so that was just, we were in like a little room like this watching fucking Robot Chicken.
Right.
Oh, man.
Dude, great this job. Episode, there was a fucking giraffe sinking in quicksand.
Oh.
Dude, he's fucking geeking. My anxiety's through the roof. This giraffe's sinking. And I'm fucking freaking out, dude. The giraffe hits the bottom. His head's just moving. He's laying. I literally got up and ran the fuck out. I can't deal with
it
this
just
shit,
fucked
dude.
You up.
Oh, dude, it was just one of those things. But it was just, you know what I mean? It was just a tight room, fucking.
Yeah.
Wasn't, you know what I mean? I was like, I got to go take a walk after that.
Breathe.
Just,
you got to go outside.
You got to breathe. Exactly.
Go outside.
Went down the alleyway.
Put your bare feet on the grass.
Oh, dude, I felt like I was in Call of Duty. Like, fucking. I was laying on a bed. I felt like it was an outside the body experience. I thought I was fucking looking like. I felt like I was sniping.
Wow.
I was sitting upright. I was like, dude, fuck this. I had to go take a walk.
Our buddy walks in the room, and we didn't see him for like an hour. Yeah. Like, I still, to this day, don't know where the hell he went. He like walks in the room, and we're like, yo,
where do you know been? Where he's at now or just that
yeah,
hour?
Yeah, we found him. We've since then realized where he's at. So he like walks in the room, and we're all tripping. Yeah. You know, he's bugging out about the giraffe.
Right.
I'm having a great time. And my buddy walks in, and he's like, yo, you know, where the fuck you been at? And he looks at us and goes, dead serious face, goes, fuck you guys.
Walks like, what the fuck?
Like he was just mad?
I guess he was looking for us, and we were looking for him, you know.
But so. Not that hard.
Yeah. Not that hard. Where clearly. The fuck
y'all was stocking at? Robots. So more of a story. Don't ever trip at Westchester.
It was just, yeah, blame it on Westchester.
Shit, that one time you was trying to, what you thought you was doing? You thought you was talking to the dogs? Or you was communicating with the dog, right?
I kind of said that jokingly.
Nah, you was dead ass. you really thought you was, though. You was looking at, you was like, you had eye contact with the dog, and you thought you was, you know, communicating with it, telling it to run over and shit.
Maybe. Yeah.
Story for another time.
Now, I mean, I remember, yeah. Yeah, it was wild.
Yeah.
It was wild.
And what else you thought you was doing? Did you think you was moving a tree?
No, I believe I compared the backyard, not the backyard, but the church behind it. I compared it to the Koresh compound.
What is that?
Like David Koresh, like the Branch Davidians down in Waco. Remember when the ATF?
Oh shit! I watched that series on Netflix. That shit was crazy. That's a true story too, right?
Correct. Yeah. Now imagine that building, but it was like looked like a church for fucking, and they had children's playground equipment out back. It was weird scene.
Oh shit!
They was trafficking kids at that church.
Weird
that
scene.
Was a fucked up. That was a fucked up. He didn't really do shit wrong. They fucked.
Except
that.
The fucking kids part.
Yeah, I mean, but he wasn't, like, holding them hostage or nothing like that, though, but...
And, I mean, some of it's alleged. You can't really talk to them because they're all dead.
Right.
You know
right.
what I mean?
I mean, how they did that shit, they shot the gas... Was that all... Like,
yes.
They shot the gas in the building and everything, too?
Correct. Yeah, yeah, and they rolled tanks into it, and then they fired...
Yeah, that shit was crazy. Shout out to that... What's that guy's name that played David Koresh or whatever?
The guy that played him, the actor?
Yeah, shout out to that
Taylor
dude.
Kish.
Is that Kitch? Who it is? He's in Survivor, or he plays in the
Lone Survivor.
Yeah, that's the man.
Yeah, Taylor Kitsch.
I didn't see it. I still ain't watch it. I gotta watch. I always wanted to watch it, but I just never sat down and like.
All right, freak mode confession time. One of my cousins was like, "Yo, did you watch the new David Koresh?" I'm like, "No, I wouldn't watch that freak." And then I was like, "But I would listen." And I had his, I pulled up his whole music catalog because he also played guitar and shit. And I was like. But I have listened to his whole fucking musical catalog. And they were like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Who the fuck listened to that?
So let me open that can of worms for you. You can't put that back in the box. Fucking freak. Yeah.
How was he? Was he good?
I mean, I got... He's better than... All right.
I can see him being pretty good. I never listened to him, but I can see him being pretty good.
Let me think of how I wanted to articulate this. I got it. He's better than some church singers I've heard. You know what I mean? Some have been pretty bad.
He was a church singer.
Is that what it is? Holy music? Is that what it is?
Some of it, yeah. But I believe his aspirations prior to being a cult leader or believing he was the chosen one was he wanted to be a rocker.
Like he did, yeah. There was a part in the series he was fucking. Yeah. They turned off all the electric or whatever, and he plugged in or something.
Plugged in the amp, and then he was,
plugged in the amp, and he was playing.
Yeah,
he was singing music to him or some shit like that.
Right? Could you imagine,
dude?
Imagine the pull that you have that you have people that believe that you're God, dude. And then the crazy part is let's flip it again, and that he's playing music about God, but that's you. That's a fucking trip, dude.
Right. So they believe that he's the savior, but he's playing music
like, about the savior. That
about
is him.
The savior. Yeah. It's fucked up.
It's a mind fuck, bro.
It really is. I mean, he had people, and he had what? How many wives did he have? Or did he?
Quite a few.
Couple of them, right? Just like what's his name? Charles Man, right?
Charlie. Chalky.
That's what you're supposed to do when you have a cult.
He wanted to be a rock star too.
What's up with all these?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Manson. So the reason that they picked the Tate LaBianca house, which is where the murder was because prior to that, it used to belong. I believe the house used to belong to Brian Wilson, or no, Dennis Wilson, the drummer from the Beach Boys.
Uh huh.
Owned by a record exec. I want to say at Capitol.
Mm.
And Brian Wilson Dennis Wilson had lived there prior and let Charlie stay there or whatever. And then Charlie, like, I fucking know the guy, like he's my
it's like your boy,
my uncle. He let him stay there or whatever. And then Charlie thought that they were gonna he was gonna shop his tape around or whatever.
Yeah.
And dude was like, "Your fucking music's terrible, bro. Like I'm not fucking doing that for you." Dude. And then they got pushed into the
That's what happens. Yeah,
it's like, "Oh, I'm not gonna make it in music. You know what? Start a fucking cult." I said to our guest Sam last week, like fucking around. I said, we're talking about shit, and I was like, I started a cult. And she's like, "Nah, don't say that." And I was prior to her saying, "No, don't say that," I said, "Yeah, we got people wearing our shirts all over the fucking world." She said, "No, don't say that." And I said, "You're fucking wearing one right now."
Part of the cult.
Yeah. I forgot y'all's shirts today. I was going to text you at like 5:30 and be like, "Yo, print y'all's one up. I'll just pay for it."
I was thinking that too. Dude, I was ready for this.
Pumped. I'm glad you got on the mic because when I stopped by, he was nervous.
At first.
I didn't know, I was like, "Yeah, I had to get my jitters out and shit."
He came into the studio. He like, "Nah, this shit, all right. I can say something with these."
I'm going to start Spanish.
He was waiting to see how what the quality was in the studio.
Fucked me up. The headphones fucked me up. I was like, I couldn't, you know what I mean? But now I'm here. I'm ready to rock.
When I came by.
Dude, I was amped up, dude. I got into the shop this morning. I said, "Bob."
Game day.
"Let's go podcast, baby."
Fucking podding.
He was like, "Should we grab beer before we go?" Absolutely. Like, look in the fucking back seat.
It's already done. Have you done a pod before?
No.
Podcast, no.
Just the first pod?
Yeah.
Any other press releases or anything significant like that?
Honestly, I've done a...
He's doing like a present.
I've done a panel for social media experts. I don't even know how to use Facebook, Twitter, Snap. I've never even been on Snapchat. I don't really know how to use any of that shit.
Tech.
Damn.
But they had me on a panel. So I just kind of had to play the part.
Make it till you make it.
You just got to sound smart.
Yeah. Finesse the shit out of it.
You just got to sound smart.
That's so good.
Yeah.
Where was this at?
Delaware.
Delaware?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was funny shit. I'm like, dude, he's not even on social media.
Yeah, I've never had
And this dude's giving a seminar about social media. I'm like, this is hilarious.
Yeah, I definitely had to finesse my way into, you know, looking like an idiot.
That's interesting. So how do you manage not being on social media with
That's crazy.
A lot of advertising being done on social?
It's extremely crowded. If you look at like Rolex doesn't have commercials,
right.
Tesla doesn't have commercials. Like, you know, if your product is that good, you don't necessarily need to promote that much. And
about the people promote it.
Yeah. Right. The people, honestly, like our customers do all that for us. Like, if we're the best at what we do and the best at our service, like our clients are going to do that for us.
Yeah.
So, you know, we just focus all of our energy into our product and our service.
Yeah. Facts.
You know, but if we get downtime, like we just hired somebody who does have background in like videography. Like, I'm sure we get down, and like he's been itching to shoot a commercial for the longest time. So,
we do, like you said earlier, like we did everything ass backwards. We don't
do one right now.
We don't do any fucking.
Here you go. No,
we don't do any we don't do any marketing though. Like we don't do any marketing. That's literally what it comes. Like you see every other someone that starts a brand or something, the first thing they do is build a website or start a Instagram page or something like that. You know what I mean? Or we don't. That's like, dude, we were born in a different,
Y'all was born at the beginning of that shit.
We were playing Capture, Manhunt, shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we weren't, fucking using our phones.
We got a Twitter page. We've done about 5 tweets.
Yeah. You know what I mean? So we're
kind of there too.
So yeah. the one guy we hired, he's like 21, 22, Meech.
Yeah, 23.
He's like, 22. He does the, it's just the different, you know what I mean? Like he's really into that type of shit.
He grew up in it.
Yeah, exactly. He grew up in it. So it's just like, you know, I don't know. We want to do it, but the product sells itself. Our product really does it. I mean, compared to turnaround time, just customer service and everything, it really does. So marketing isn't really an issue for us.
Yeah, it's word of mouth. That's how I found out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And
right. I mean,
and it's been everything that you said. The turnaround, it was quick. The numbers are right.
Right.
I told a couple people. They said, "Whoa, really?"
Yeah.
I said, "Yeah." Really? I said, "You saw the shirts, right?" And I said, "You saw the shirts, right?" And they're like, "Yeah." I said, "Well."
Yeah. I mean, you always have a couple people that are unsatisfied, but you can't please everybody. You know what I mean?
At least not all the time.
Not all the time, no.
Yeah.
And then the ones that you can't, I mean, fuck them.
You said it, my friend.
Yeah, you said it.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
There's haters all over.
Right. How did you hear about us, though? You said through Rory or?
Darren, actually.
Darren.
Through right. Darren.
Yeah. Shout out to Darren. Oh, he's called Fatties, like you said earlier.
Yeah, shout out Darren.
Right.
I told him come through. He must have got cold feet. I wanted them to do, like, Rory and Darren, I want do music and shit, too. I wanted them to do.
Who's Darren?
Rory's Bull.
Rory does the painting, right? He does all
yeah.
that, right?
I have an original piece at my house.
That shit's dope.
It's called Bill's Soul.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's deep.
Yeah, I need one.
Yeah, Rory. We're waiting.
I need one, Rory. Like, I'll give you bread for the shit. Like,
he's going to hit me up later and be like, whoa, I mean.
Yeah, just make one up should. For me, man. You got plenty of episodes to kind of figure out what my personality is.
Yeah.
So you're saying figure out your personality to make a painting.
Yeah, I like that shit. When I seen Bill's shit, I'm like, oh, this shit.
And then he gave me a breakdown of all the colors, what each color represented in the painting or whatever, and then attributed to a human emotion or something like that.
Nah, but when you look at the shit, it's like it looked like just a whole bunch of bullshit, like it's splashed around. But when you look at it, you like, oh, nah.
Yeah, let me pull it up.
Like, this shit is really art. Shit, like, this shit, like...
This shit's, like, three, like, dimensional. Yeah, like, yeah. This shit really is fucking...
Like, yo, I see...
It's fire. It really
is. I see what he did right here.
Right.
Yo, I think he did.
Because you do. If you look at it from afar, you're like, what the fuck is going on? Then you, like, kind of take a look into it. You're like, okay.
Dude, that's
what I'm saying.
That's the photo.
Wait, that's your soul?
Apparently, yeah.
I can see that.
Right. The black represents my anxiety. Russo will get that part.
100%.
But I mean, a lot went into it because, like, he showed me like a time lapse video too, and just all the fuck. I was like, damn.
Now, did he say how long it took him to do that though? Because I'm curious to see, like, what's that like a.
So I believe that there's two different questions there. How long did it take, or how long did it take from the time that I commissioned the project?
Right. Okay, so I don't know what the fuck does that even mean.
It means, yo, can you paint this? Can you do a painting for
did
me?
Did you ask him and to do that?
It took a little bit longer than the time that I... Yeah, okay. It took some time. Now, about a year, maybe. Maybe a year.
Okay, so
I don't know how long he was actually, or like how intense at times he was working on it too. Because then, you know, it's like you get into artist stuff, and this isn't just a knock on him. It's like I got to find the creativity.
Right.
And for artists, they need to be depressed. So maybe it's like somebody had to hurt them or something. Yeah. I don't know.
Who hurt you, Rory?
Who hurt you, Rory? And I want to thank them for the inspiration that they helped give for my painting.
Right.
Let me ask you guys something. In reference to something Rory's guy said that maybe you guys could relate to. So, or has anyone... Okay, so Rory works with a guy from Oklahoma, young kid, who listens to the show, sometimes with Rory, sometimes without. And the recurring theme that the... and no disrespect, Oklahoma guy, because he talks a little bit slower, thinks that and has said to Rory, yo, how the fuck do you understand him sometimes? He talks so fast.
Mm-hmm.
Does it sound like I talk fast, or has anybody, because from this area, have ever said that Taylor's moving the mic?
It's like a combination of like the regional accent, I think.
It is.
It's a combo.
Like the way you pronounce some words, it's like almost like a run-on of words.
Right.
If that makes sense.
That's kind of why I asked you guys too. Has anybody? Because we're all generally speaking from the same area.
Right. Because they used to have hearing country ass accents,
slow drawls,
how y'all doing?
Because they told me that somebody told me that my buddy's neighbor when I lived in North Carolina said that too, but he was a fast talking Southern. God damn it, boy, Jason, why your friend? His friend, he almost sounded like Cajun. I was like, wait, what the fuck, bro? Country North Carolina.
Go out and get some crawfish.
He said that friend y'all got his truck sucking the mud again. And I'm like, that guy thought that I talked fast. I was like, really? I don't know. Maybe I just don't see it or hear it. I mean, sometimes I know I talk fast, but like,
I feel like people that aren't from around here pick up from like that. Do you think that you have an accent? Like, what I mean? Like, I don't have an accent, but people. You know what I mean? Like, if you go to, like, Cali or something, they can kind of be like, oh, you're from Philly or something. Like, I feel like a Philly accent.
Or at least the East Coast. You do have an accent. You know, like, there's a Philly accent, like there's a Boston accent.
A New York accent, too.
A New York accent.
A Brooklyn accent or something. Like, they're really, so, but I think people.
Ready? Let's end this one. Water.
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 Water. What do you got?
Fucking water.
Right.
So water.
Water.
Bagel. Bagel.
Bagel.
Yeah.
Chocolat. Taylor, do you say water or water?
Water.
Water. Knew it.
Oh, nice. God. Where the fuck are you from?
I'm from Collinswood, Jersey.
Where is that at?
About
Collinswood.
8 miles from here.
So water.
That way. Or that way.
No. I feel like we do talk fast.
So are we the only fucking ones that say water?
Yeah. Just in the whole world. I'm pretty sure, like, the whole world.
Yeah, that,
everyone else says
matters,
water.
Matters
it's water.
It's a regional thing.
That's part of how they ended up catching Ted Kaczynski. A forensic linguistic. Something that wasn't even in existence yet, but one of the lead investigators' husband or relative was from Philly, and they said water, and then they went and they took the context of some of the stuff in his manifesto and read it and said, well,
that's
how he got it.
That's fucking, what the fuck?
I was thinking the same thing. that's serious.
Yeah. That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, he'll hit you with some weird shit like that sometimes.
I fuck with that.
Like, why does he know that?
Like, yeah, where, like, you don't learn, like, you don't get taught that. Like, what the fuck are you doing to learn that shit?
Like, a who?
Yeah, right.
Forensic linguist.
Yeah, right?
What the fuck are you talking about?
Fuck him, Jesus, you're this crazy killer. You got caught because you're from Philly? Because the way you caught it.
Well, it was because, like I said, the lead investigator, like Taylor said, had a significant someone in their life or whatever, and they were at a party, and it was dead ends with the case for years and years and years, and then he had heard somebody say something from Philly, and it was like a water or a comment like that, and then the light bulb kind of went off and was like, wait a minute.
He was like killing the chicken.
Let's
he's like,
go
yeah,
back
John.
And read the fucking. Yeah, let me hit this joint.
Yeah. He was like, fuck this joint. Oh, he's from Philly.
Came in with the hard pussy. They were like, oh, he's from South Philly, dude. Let's go get him. He's at fucking 20th and Jackson right now.
Right.
Parked up.
Yeah,
and then that's how they ended up fucking tracking him down because they went through the manifesto again and then some other stuff. But yeah, that's how they came up with. Yeah, I can't say
forensics or whatever. That's a shame. This is another side. Like, I don't understand why people that like this is just the side, like people that are like killers and shit like that. They write these manifestos, whatever you're talking about. Like, they want to get caught,
right?
You know what I'm saying? Like that show. What's that? Unibomber or whatever the fuck it is?
That's who we're talking about.
Oh, that's the guy?
That's the guy.
Okay, yeah. Well, what the fuck are you writing a manifesto for? You want to get caught?
That's what they all do. Because you want people to know how to do the government. Yeah. It was really about the government. He didn't.
And technology and stuff.
And technology, yeah.
He was against abortion.
He was on the panel with Bobby in Delaware. He was on the panel with Bobby.
He didn't know shit about technology, but he was on the fucking thing.
They wheeled out Hannibal Lecter, Bobby, and fucking Ted Kaczynski, and they're like, let's talk tech. Ted talk.
Ted was a big 13th Amendment guy.
Yeah. Fucking...
Tag is Eddie and Bob, they're just back and forth talking about social
media. And the other one, BTK did that too, the BTK killer, Blind Torture Killer. He was out of Kansas City and he had knocked off a bunch of people in the 70s and 80s or whatever and then went dormant. Like, didn't kill nobody. And then I think like on the 30th anniversary.
For like a bunch of years or some shit.
Yeah, the 30th anniversary of like the first or second killing or whatever. The local news station ran a thing and it was like, oh, everyone forgot BTK. And he said, oh, let me remind you. So he fucking he writes into the fucking station and sends fucking pictures and they're like, they're of the dead, like the family. He said, go to here. If you want to find such and such.
What? He left the fucking
map? The fucking box of a box of cereal. And in the box of cereal was constructed, it was a reconstruction of the fucking room with the kid. And they were like, whoa. Nobody could know this unless it was him. And he's like, it was me. That's why I said yeah. And then like a week later, he sends in a bunch of fucking pictures and shit. And they were like, oh, shit.
He's back.
Sent them dick pics. It was
like, it's me, Ted. BTK, bitch.
Insane, right? That's crazy.
What kind of cereal was it?
Some Honey Smacks.
I'm fucking Honey Smacks.
It's fucking
some
nuts.
Soggy Honey Smacks.
You gotta let that shit marinate in the milk.
Yeah, that's
it. He sogged them and put them in a strainer and then put them back in.
Extra soggy.
Yeah, I haven't heard you laugh this hard in weeks, dude. Long time. That's so good.
Oh, shit.
BTK style.
Yeah, BTK in your fucking breakfast cereal. That's wild.
Every time I see Honey Smacks now.
From now on, you're going to be like, BTK. BTK.
Literally, you can't eat them unless you strain them. You better strain that shit.
So, you hinted earlier, you like, and I know because I've seen the new shop. So you went from the one shop, small, the new one is bigger.
Yeah.
And then you got the behemoth in the back.
Yeah.
Right.
The granddaddy of them all, the fucking.
The big bitch.
The giant press.
Yeah, we haven't named her yet.
Gutenberg would be happy. That's who invented the printing press.
Gutenberg.
But you said the numbers, I don't want to put your shit out there, but it was like you went.
Put them out there.
You went from, I think it was.
Put them the fuck out there.
160 or something you said in an hour? Something like that?
Yeah, just about with three manuals. You could do
with
that.
Three manual
That's
presses.
Three presses.
Yeah,
that's three manuals doing.
And
100.
Now you have
one,
the big John, and it's got multiple. I don't know what is it, 8 or 10 probably on there.
Yeah, 8 shirts at a time, and it's all
8 like shirts automatic. At a time, and you're going up to like 562 or something. You said right?
We can get up to like close to 5 an hour,
and then plus the other 3. So you're doing close to 1,000 shirts instead of $160 in an hour.
Yeah,
that's
tenfold.
Yeah,
oh, yeah,
just about.
That's the next step. So. Like the first question, how do you go, or where was there a barometer where you guys said maybe, you know what, if we get to X or meet goals X, Y, Z that we say we want to go?
You just fucking just lie to yourself over it. Just tell yourself we just got to do 100 shirts a day and then we'll be good. Mm-hmm. And then do that and it'll be like, oh, we just got to do 200 shirts a day and then you just fucking lie to yourself over and over. Hit that goal, get to the next one.
Like Jay-Z said, you only got to be right once.
Mm-hmm. Nah, that's facts.
Yeah. You only got to be right
once. You got to speak it into existence.
Manifest that shit, bro. Yeah. That's really how, I mean, you could countless talks are just...
Count.
Yeah, you got to manifest that shit, yo. That's what y'all did.
Breathe it into existence.
Yeah, like you literally have to talk that shit into existence.
I really wish there was like a... Like, you know the picture of, like, the evolution of man?
Yeah.
Like how it's, like, a monkey, you know what I mean? Like, the evolution of, like, our presses from, like, that first one with the fucking, it was, like, an oven with a four screen on the top with one pallet, and it was all in one.
This big. Dude.
It was literally, like, smaller than this table. Literally. Literally. Swear to God, smaller than this table. Then it was, like, okay, after that, it was, we took that off, we used the oven, and then it was, like, the four pallet, what was it, four color, two pallet?
Yeah,
four,
it sucked. That one sucked.
That was fucking brutal. We built that table for it. And then it was just literally scaling. It was one press after another, and then it was the four pallet, or six color, four pallets, which is six colors, four t-shirts at a time. So then we ended up getting three of those, and then it's where we're at now. So, but it was like we had one, and then it was two, and then it was three, and then it was three for a little bit. But
the drive is what gets me, because it's not even that. Okay, it's one thing to say we're moving into a new shop.
Oh, that.
But
was...
it's a completely different venture to say, well, this is our technology headquarters.
That's a whole different.
That's on some different shit.
That's manifesting that right now, though. You know what I mean? Like, that's literally, we're still in that building.
Right.
Everything's still there. And it's like, oh, I'm going to put a bunch of servers in here and make this fucking ivory.
That's the software.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and it's just like envisioning, like,
dude, I got tons of fucking ideas.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tons of fucking ideas. Tons of plans that I would want to do. But yeah, that's that one I kind of have to pursue.
Right.
100%.
Have you seen Ivory? You've witnessed it.
Yeah. Well, all right. So when you asked
like
me.
Like cheat codes or anything like that?
Like when you asked me your price, I mean, you may not ridiculous. Have noticed this. But like, all right, say you're about to ask me the price on your shirts.
Okay. Do we text it to you?
Nah, just say it right now.
Ask me the price of your shirt.
What do you got?
How much for shirts?
What do you got? 50 shirts, one color front or something?
I just sent that to you.
And
oh, you just pulled it up. It's already on there.
Yeah, that fast. Like, and if you would ask me for hoodies, I could do it that fast. Long sleeves, that fast.
It's literally like three letters. The show.
Yeah.
Let me see.
That's like a show. Small part of it. So like.
So I was like,
say he
code.
Just asked me for hoodies.
Yeah. Oh, so it's like an algorithm.
Exactly.
Yep.
Okay.
That's a small part of it.
That's love.
What it is how we, like these old timers, they'll be like, oh, we're going to fucking email you back.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, dude, you're a fucking turtle.
Yeah.
We're a cheetah in the desert, dog. We're fucking galloping, dude. You guys are emailing?
Email me to an account that I don't even use. It hasn't been active in 10 years. You know what I mean?
But that's, I mean, that's the tech shit that. Literally, the cheat codes. It's like you type in like XAN, and it's like that means like one color back.
Back, left, left, A, right, down.
Well, we made it easier. Like, this is. We have our own keyboard now.
Oh, shit.
You know what I mean? And then you go to there.
Y'all got your own keyboard.
Yeah, so you just type in a couple letters, and it'll just be like. So, say if you wanted like a three color front, three color back, you would type in. What is it?
Taylor, are you back there getting a tech boner from all of this technology talk?
I mean, if I can't see it, then I can't really, you know.
Is he a tech guy? Oh, him and Bob should fucking
Taylor,
make
you're a
out.
Tech guy. I mean, he's a
I mean,
audio
you're making
engineer.
Me one, so I guess I am.
Taylor wears many hats around here.
Right. Yeah. But no, it's crazy. That's what I mean. Like, that shit really, that leapfrogged, like, from after, like, the presses and getting all that shit, and then it was like, how do we master, like, sales and, like, all the bottlenecks of, like, what slows us down? And that shit that tech that he created leapfrogged
but
us
like,
into a...
To be totally frank, like, most of it is just you get tired of getting...
Can I still be Bill? If you're being frank. Go ahead, I'm sorry. That was like,
he'll be here all night, folks.
Yeah. I kind of was like, what? I was like, fuck Frank.
Who the fuck is Frank? Nah, go ahead, my bad. I'm like, just fucking with you.
A lot of it is you just get tired of getting asked the same fucking question all the time. Like, how much is shirts?
Yeah.
So you just got to come up, you know, we just kind of had to force our way to be like, boom, boom, there it is.
Yeah.
Okay, like, go. Like, right. You know, like.
Because I'll be honest, that was something that I was like, when I did first ask you, I was like, what the fuck? Yeah. I was like, how the fuck did that come back so fast? What is he got this?
Dude, people said,
yeah.
My man has mastered copy and paste.
Yeah. Yo, people literally be like, we'll be in the office and literally he'll be on the phone with him and I'll be like, oh, I need a mock up of this or whatever. And they'll send it to him while they're on the phone. Or like, we'll send it to him while they're on the phone. And they'll literally be like, my fucking man Bobby. It's like, damn, dude.
But that's what got me. Literally. That's what got me, dude.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, before you have a chance to go ask somebody else, we've already closed the deal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, it's done. Like, we talked for maybe 60 seconds. I already have everything.
Yeah.
So, why the fuck would you get off
the phone? You fucking went right back, and I was like, damn. And then you had the mock-up, and I was like, whoa. Right. The mock-up guy looked like, the mock-up model guy looked like John Tavares, a hockey player from Toronto.
I gotta look up that guy.
That fucking, one of the guys, one dude.
The one dude looks like me.
I was like, does he have fucking John Tavares, dude? I was like, what the fuck?
Dude, I just, sometimes, dude, I just caught it, like, you're sending these mock-ups to people. I literally, at first, I was sending them with the face in it.
Yeah.
So then I just started cutting their heads off, because people literally be like, I feel like that was a selling point. People be like, dude, this guy looks like a dickhead. Like, you kidding me?
Yeah.
One guy kind of looks like me, and it's fucking embarrassing, man.
Dude, funny as shit.
Somebody just texted me. One of my cousins just texted, where's this week's episode? So I texted him, recording right now. So when you hear this, know that it was right now. You fucking asshole. That's that 614 area code.
It's funny as shit.
I just think it's fucking, I think it's amazing, like, a couple of other guests that we've had, too, of like, are all, not a couple, everyone that we've had is all, like, young, our age. All right, I'm the oldest, so maybe y'all's age.
How old are you?
Wait, 37? 30? I think.
Okay.
Carry the one. Yeah, 37. But generally speaking, my age or lower, or y'all guys' age, and some even younger or whatever, but...
Mm-hmm.
All young, own their own business, doing their own thing. We had my boys a couple weeks ago. They opened a barber shop. They're fucking in their 20s. Another guy we got out in California. This motherfucker was selling his own coffee. Like, they went and got their own, I don't know, whatever
beans
the fuck
and
they
shit
did.
Like, yeah,
like cold, they got their own cold brew. And this was like right when COVID first hit. And you heard him, and they're selling, he sounded like the milkman with the metal bottle. Clang, clang. Shout out Travel Well Coffee. And he was on the phone with us doing, like, driving. But I said that to say this. We respect the entrepreneurs here. We respect the drive.
Mm-hmm.
We love that y'all came on.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for having us on.
Yeah.
Like I said,
it was dope.
It's not over, but I'm just saying. No,
dude,
it's
not. The
it's
spot,
not
I thought that was it.
We respect the drive.
So is this like a creative space? Like is this, or is this?
Yeah, once a week we come in and get creative.
Yeah. Like, I mean, like, is it?
Nah, they use it. They have other shows that they do here.
Okay, I mean, like, you guys, like, the other room over there, it's like just like someone owns this property and then. Like,
oh, yeah, there's a landlord up here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, there's a tax man up in this
bench. That's what we were saying. We were
tax man come through and tax that ass.
Right? Yeah. This is our first podcast. And I was saying, I was like, No Jumper. I don't know if you've ever heard of No Jumper podcast.
Yeah.
I was saying to him, I was like, dude, like, are we going to have, like, headsets? Are we going to have, like, mics and shit?
Yeah,
is
so they
there
going, like,
to be shit coming out of the tables? Well, look what the fuck we got.
They got a bunch of shows on network here.
Really?
Yeah. It's a podcast-specific network.
Yeah, well, thanks for having us on. I'm hyped.
Yeah, appreciate you coming on.
Yeah, it's all good. Taylor, how long has Wildfire been out? Like, 8, 10 years?
Six years.
6 years.
How'd that start?
I'm not the one. I don't know.
Is he?
Taylor.
Yeah.
Do you produce all the podcasts that are in here?
Here, yes. Yep.
Oh, shit.
He's the one.
Yeah, he's Wildfire sleeve.
But Taylor.
Not a slave if you get paid, is it?
Damn.
But,
damn.
Taylor be like, all right.
I would venture to say that Taylor, yes, he works on all of them. But I don't. I think he has his biggest following on this show. Is that fair to say, Taylor?
currently running, maybe.
Yeah, let's go. For sure. Taylor definitely has fans, for sure.
Oh, that's fine.
Just because I make fun of you.
A lot of them, a lot of them do like that, yeah.
This is who you were talking about? He'd be like,
yeah.
Wait, what? Yeah. I told him outside, and I was like, yeah, Taylor's got a very dry sense of humor, and he jumps in.
That's not true.
I said, Taylor jumps in. I said, and usually it's to break my balls or to be, when I say something super outlandish, Taylor goes, what? Wait, what?
Because you have to.
What are you even arguing right now?
If you're not used
like, I'm speaking for the
do
listener.
How the fuck you know about Ted Kaczynski's, whatever the fuck his name is? How'd you know that fact?
The BTK.
I watched the same show. I watched
dick
the same
shot.
Show.
Dick shot. BTK, bitch.
He missed
check
that.
My dick out. All right, bro.
Russo, I watched the same show you did.
That's how I catch that fact.
Right. You just slept on that part.
That was the director's cut.
The deleted scenes. I didn't send dick pics. My man.
That was the deleted scenes. Bill went deep. He's like, yo.
Bill was in. He was like fucking glued to the TV. Like,
he's like, yo, this shit too good. I need more.
He's like, that's it, 8 episodes.
Gotta be a bonus.
That ain't even fair. Fuck Netflix.
I know.
We haven't busted out the algos, and you got anything that got you fired up this week? Your angry algorithm of the week. Russo, go ahead.
Fucking kid.
I see it.
I already told you. I mean, kind of. I mean,
tell them. Tell the listeners.
So I'm sitting in my couch, fucking.
In it?
In it. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
So there's a
dog
couch
in.
Yeah, dog in. You know right. what I mean? Nah, well, fucking. My wife's in the kitchen, and I hear all this commotion out back. There's this, you know, them like little dirt bikes. You can have like the 50cc's and shit. Yeah. First of all, kids shouldn't have those.
Right. Yeah.
You should be riding a regular bike.
Yeah.
So there's a basketball court out back or whatever. So long story short, I just hear this all this commotion. Look out my back window and there's a fucking kid laying in my driveway.
Mm.
Fucking kid dodged the basketball and fucking drove directly into my car off of fucking dirt bike thing.
Right.
Go out, right?
Face planted in his
so
shit.
He's lying like this.
Yeah. So now you're not even worried about the kid's well-being. You're like, my fucking car!
I swear to God, I walked out.
Fucking little jerk.
My car was fine, but I swear to God, I walked out back and I literally looked at the kid like the AI stepped over. Like,
hey, you Teron
looked at him. He's like 8 years old. I stepped over and I just looked at my car. I was like, all right, I'm good. And I was like, you all right, bull? I didn't say that. I was just like, yeah, you know, I do. But no, the funniest part about it was his brother was there. Like, this kid's brother. They had, like, these helmets. And he had a bike like that, too.
Yeah.
So he's like, oh, I'm going to go get mom. So, like, it was, like, 15 minutes they were trying to find their mom. Well, she comes back, and she comes. Like, I'm thinking she's going to be sympathetic for this kid. She goes, get your fucking ass up. You're all right. Da, da, da. And I literally looked at the mom. I was like, damn, this kid just, like, fell off. He's, like, bleeding from his leg and shit. She's like, get the fuck up.
Fucking lost a limb.
God damn. This kid's like, he's, like, crying. And the mom's like, I don't got time for this shit. Get the fuck to the house.
Yeah, she was trying to smoke some
crack. I was like, God damn. Like, geez, thank God my car's all right. She would have beat my fucking ass.
She was trying to smoke hard.
It was just fucked.
Possibly. I mean, I don't know. I don't know.
There's some shout out to her.
I'll take that back if she's listening.
Right? I don't want to. Dude, I was like, but it was like a 15-minute thing. That kid ran back to the house and he's looking for his mom and like couldn't find her. And she comes down. I'm like thinking it's gonna be like an all right. I mean, she's an all right person, I guess, but she bitched this kid.
Except for the crack thing.
Yeah, right? Mandy goes, you think she was a crackhead? And I was like,
So we were onto something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, that doesn't make you a bad person.
No, it doesn't. I'm sorry. That's what got me fired.
You just got bad judgment.
That just happened yesterday. I'm
terrible
sorry.
You're doing the wrong drugs.
Yeah.
But you was the shit if you had one of them little motorcycles. Like,
Did you? I didn't know anyone. Like, when I was younger, I didn't know anyone with those.
Yeah, that was rare.
That's what I'm saying.
And they had two of them.
Right, there was two of them. And then the other little kid had, like, a little dirt bike thing. And I was like, damn, these
kids. So three in one household?
That was the funniest part about it, because the brother literally was like, I'm going to go get mom, and hopped on his bike. And
she's not.
Went down the alleyway.
No. Yeah.
She's not smoking crack.
Yeah, she's not smoking
three
crack.
Three dirt
I was about to say, because soon she's going to start selling them bitches.
No, I'm telling you.
She's selling them bitches. They not going to have that in the house with no crack.
I wish I had pictured this.
That's going first.
She wasn't playing that shit, but that got me riled up, though.
The PlayStation.
Fired up.
Yeah, I mean, it was. Glad the kid's okay, but yeah.
Bob, what do you got? You got anything that got you like?
I was petty as shit. I'm sorry, listen.
I mean, I have to start off by saying I love my customers.
All right.
But man, like some of the goofy old guys, dude. Like you know, man. Like. Right. They just don't know how to work nothing, you know? Like, they're like, yeah, I want this on a shirt. I'm like, all right, I'm going to send you a picture. I'm like, I'll stop in and check it out. I'm like, come on, man. Let me just, you know.
Yeah.
Let me just send you this picture.
You don't have to come in.
Yeah.
Let's not have a meeting every other fucking day, you know, because you don't know how to read
sit
an email.
Sit here and pontificate about Prince. You know what I mean? Like, we don't have to do that.
Yeah, like, and he gives me, like, this list of info on the back. He goes, is that right? I was like, let me ask you something, Frank. Did you Google it? He's like, I don't know how to work.
It's like
that.
Google. What the fuck is that?
So, you know, it's just like funny, man. Like the old guys, it's just like they don't know how to do anything. So they just love to waste your time. I'm like, yeah, let's meet up and talk about what color blue we're going to do.
What do you like in your coffee? I don't even drink coffee, dude.
Yeah, you like, off the super coffee.
Money. I like money in my coffee.
Yeah, and he picks up the shirts. And just like for context. So he picks up the shirts. It's 10:45 on a Sunday. 10:45 in the morning. And we walk by this bar and he goes, this fucking place never open when I'm around. And I'm looking at him like, my man, it's fucking 10:45 on a Sunday. Fuck, you gotta get to the bar for this early. But you know, I don't judge people. You know, if that's what you do, that's what you do. But yeah, just think the goofy old guys, you know.
Yeah, I flamed up a couple goofy old dudes on the show already.
One of your first angry algorithms was he old was guys.
On, he was on the show?
No, in general.
My angry algorithm of the week.
His first angry algorithm of the week was old crusty old white dudes in the gym that will get naked in the locker room.
Oh, my God.
Like, it's just the old dudes, dicks out.
Yeah. Grandfather clocks fucking swinging,
like,
come on,
bro. Like, I turn around, you just full, like... Full nude.
People still do that shit?
Full nude in the gym. Like, Corona and everything went around here.
Not by the barbells, like in the back. You know what I mean?
He's
in the gym, ass naked, lifting weights.
I guess I would probably be, like, you got to think about it. Like, if you're, like, 70, 80 years old now, I'd probably be doing whatever the fuck I want.
They didn't care either, right?
Like, I wouldn't give a fuck.
Probably not.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'll walk around with your dick out.
Maybe, dude. If I'm 75, fuck it, dude.
Damn. I lived a good life and I don't care what anybody thinks. If I want to walk with my dick out, I can walk with my dick out.
Yeah,
I served my country. And you're like, I don't think that gives you that right, bud. But. And then what are you going to argue with the old guy? Like, who the fuck said?
I haven't reached that level yet.
Right.
I haven't reached it. When I do, I'll let you know. Yo, Bill, I'm there. I'm there.
I'm probably not.
I served my
country. I'm not the one that should probably be arguing for fucking keeping clothes on. Because I know there for a lot of my life, there was nothing. I just...
Man, not gonna relate to that.
I didn't even start wearing underwear until like a couple years ago.
What, bro?
I mean, if we're putting it all out there,
I can't relate to that. But.
Yeah.
Nah, I gotta draw up.
Commando.
Man. I got the drawers on every day.
Then I got civil. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Came to the modern times. Got with the times.
Fucking wearing champion shorts, no drawers.
Fucking. I like the way the silk feels on my insides.
Right? What are you going to the strip club, dude?
Oh my God. Yeah, sometimes.
Right.
Sometimes I just. Yeah, I don't know. No, it wasn't sometimes. It was every time.
Every time?
I don't know. Yeah, I just would. Yeah.
For the strip club.
Oh, no. I meant, like, no draws.
Ever.
Ever. No. Most embarrassing one time, I had my favorite pair of pants that I ended up cutting into and my favorite pair of shorts. And I went to the mall, and then prior to that, the button had gone on the short. And then it was only the zipper was holding them up,
Right? It's not enough.
No, it wasn't. And when that thing fucking broke, when I was in the mall, and I was like fucking pants down. At that point, I was like, whoa, this is serious.
This is before you started wearing drawers.
Correct. Ooh. So there's nothing. It's just bare ass in the mall, and I'm fucking. And then I'm like, oh, I gotta get the fuck out of here. So I went to the person I was with. I'm like, yo, we gotta go. And I'm like, well, I'm not finished. I don't give a fuck. We gotta go. Look, it's broke, dude. There's nothing there. My balls are hanging out.
Oh, you had the first pair of balls out jeans.
That's it. And we left shortly after that, and I was like, God damn it. And then not long after that, I made the switch.
To become several.
I made the switch.
Will you go back, you think, at some point? Just no draws?
No, I mean, sometimes after, like, when I come home from hockey, I'll just fucking, like, shower up and shit. I'll just put the shorts on.
Where you play hockey? Were you in, like a men's league or some shit like that? Yeah. You said nationals earlier when we were talking outside. Like, so, like, you must be in a legit
fucking league. We travel. Yeah. We travel and shit.
Really? That's fucking dope.
Since
COVID and shit, but
no, so. that was in Florida. Nationals was in Florida during the peak COVID numbers in Florida too.
Really? Recently? You're talking?
It was out there.
July 4th of July weekend. Yeah.
Holy shit!
Nobody got it.
Yeah. All right. Well, mm-hmm. I don't talk about. I mean, so
no. I mean, that's just a sidebar. Yeah, nobody got it.
Yeah. Florida was one of the hot spots. Though.
We're called the Devils, yeah. And we called it. I said Devils 20 COVID-19. We win.
So did you?
We won.
You won the league.
Won yeah.
The championship, right? Where's the fucking trophy at? Let's go.
It's fucking at my house.
Hockey, I must say, sidebar. Hockey's probably. Okay, golf or hockey, but hockey, I'm going to go and say hockey's the hardest sport to play.
I mean, if you can't skate, then you're fucked. Yeah. You're kind of out right there. You know what
just
I mean?
Just that in general. Then you got to worry about handling the puck and the ball.
And not getting trucked.
And then not getting laid the fuck out. You play hockey?
Yeah. Fuck no.
Fucking thing's gigantic, dude. Is it ice or roller, right? Roller hockey?
Either way, roller or ice, don't even fucking matter, but.
Oh, no.
Oh, here's my. Oh, my niece has been wanting to play this for a while. Huh?
Why did we win?
Because the goalies were trash.
That's what you think, huh?
That was my niece's reaction to when I asked her. I was like, hey, did you watch us win? Because they played it online, and then over at my sister's house, they put it up on the fucking TV and shit like that. And
that's far.
That's her reaction. Why did we win? Because the goalies were trash. She's 7, I think.
In the championship, y'all made them quit, right?
Yeah, they tapped out with like a minute.
What was the score?
7-1.
It was over.
20, yeah.
What do you mean they tapped out?
They were like, nah, it's over.
Made them say uncle.
they thought it was about to get. Yeah.
They put him in a
Roberto Duran, no mas.
We good.
Right.
It's too much.
And it was about to start getting chippy, and then they put, like, they called me for a penalty, which hadn't happened, surprisingly, all tournament. And then, like, the final minute, I had already, like, almost in a previous game, I almost lost my fucking hair. Shit got caught in the fucking helmet.
Yeah, see, hockey's too intense for me, bro. That shit.
Fucking shit was leaking, and there's COVID everywhere, and I'm like, All right, dude.
That was COVID. That was COVID back in
time. And that wasn't even for my team. I was like a fill-in. And then the game after, my guys, we had a game on the same rink the game after. So my guys are like, we're in the connecting locker room, and
you played an extra game.
I played an extra 6 or 7, yeah.
Damn.
So my guys are waiting to take the fucking floor, and then I'm coming off all bloody and shit, and then one of them goes into the locker room, and I hear them in the connecting locker room. They're like, what the fuck's taking so long out there? And they're like, oh, and I heard one of them go, yeah, there's a fight. Somebody's fighting out there. And then the one comes back in and goes, yeah, it was Bill out there doing fucking Bill shit. And then I go into our locker room, and there's blood all over my shirt. And they're all like, yo, dude, that's kind of gross. Like, one guy was like, I don't like blood, and that's fucking. I'm like, why is it bad? And the fucking ears fucking flapping. They're like, oh, gross. And then I went and looked in the fucking mirror, and I was like, it was at that point that I was like, oh, they're right. Maybe I should get this checked out by a medical physician. So I went up front.
COVID going on.
They fucking butterflied it.
Jesus Christ.
They went and played.
Then I went and played. Yeah, finished
it. Throw some fucking mud on it. That's what you did.
That's all. Put a little mud on the tires.
Wear it.
Yeah.
Wear it. Fucking play baseball for 1 year and fucking
get it out now.
Nah, dude, I will. Dude, I fucking hate baseball, dude. I tried out for my high school team. I ended up making it.
Right.
To fucking show off for my now my girlfriend at the time.
Right.
Well, fucking.
Look what I can do.
Right, so I make it, right? So long story short, I'm up at bat. I fucking don't know what I'm doing. Fastball.
He can't see shit.
And my eyes are I'm terrible, dude. Fastball comes in, fucking crushes me. Right? I'm fucking. Literally, my coach literally pops off the bench and looks right in my face and goes, "Wear it." I literally look up like, "Fuck you." And I just slowly walk to first base. He's like, "Wear it." Step in here. Fucking you wear a fucking 80 mile fastball. Pussy.
Yeah, that's why I stopped playing baseball.
Yeah, Taylor, mark that down. That's the title for the episode. Wear it. Featuring Sneak Peek Tees.
Yeah, I got hit by a ball. I was in like
that shit's no joke.
Like fourth grade or some shit. I'm like, man, I'm done with this shit. Like fuck he hit that. Me with the ball, I'm playing football.
Right, fuck.
And I'm wear going it. To go get hit.
And I'm gonna get yeah.
Right? I should have just stuck with baseball.
Wear it. Why don't you eat a dick, coach?
You're out. You're out.
Back in a bus. I was like, all right, fuck that. Then I'm just getting high for the rest of the season.
What's it like starting a business with friends? What's the overall experience been like I'll ask you first, Bob, and then.
So we had, it's interesting. Like we had our old boss. We asked him about it, and he said, and most people are going to tell you don't start business with your friends. 99% of fucking people, that's what they'll tell you. But 99% of people have never started a business with their friends.
Right.
So keep that in mind. Mm. So we asked him, and he said, "Do you trust your friends?" We're like, "Yeah." And he goes, "Then why the fuck wouldn't you?"
Right.
And. Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. Like, it is tough. You have to have awkward fucking conversations with your best friends. But at the same time, like, I genuinely don't want to let him down when I'm working.
Right.
Like, I genuinely don't want to work let my other guys down. So it really adds to the ownership of it.
Right.
Like, you just genuinely don't want to put your friend in a shit spot so you're going to finish this job or whatever the case may be.
Right.
But yeah, you have to have like a designated leader. You have to have somebody who's like willing to work the extra hours or whatever, take the bigger risk or whatever the fuck, whatever it is.
Right.
But aside from that, yeah, like it really adds into one. You have a good time with your friends, and you don't want to let each other down. And that's
the key for you.
That's the biggest strength, man. But it's you do have to have these awkward fucking conversations.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, it could definitely play to your favor, if you just stick it out, because the first few years are just going to be fucking brutal as is doing your own business. But
yeah, so it's got to be somebody someone or somebody or some people, like you said, that are because the first couple years in a business are really hard. It's going to have to be it would be somebody that is going to want to ride the storm.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Or ride out. And if, it gets a little rocky, some people ain't about it. They're not about that life.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, most people aren't. Nah. I mean, it's too hard, like, to actually try to make a scalable business.
Yeah.
It's even if you're, like, most businesses are going to fail. Like, I think they say, like, 7 out of 10. It's more like 99 out of 100.
Right.
Realistically, like, there's so many businesses that don't even get, like, notarized as a business that fucking fail.
Right.
But then even the ones that make it, a lot of them just get stuck in this, like, one owner, one employee works fucking 80 hours a week, makes 40 grand a year, hates his fucking life.
Right.
Like, that's really not all that worth it either. Go get a fucking job.
Yeah, Brett. Because when you own a business, you gotta own everything. Like,
yeah.
You ain't no insurance, ain't no benefits. If you don't work, you don't eat.
Right. Yeah.
Ain't no PTO days.
No. Where do they do that at?
Yeah, take off, you ain't making no money.
Yeah. Don't work, no play.
Yeah.
No fun time for you.
That shit real.
Russo, what are your thoughts?
I mean, like, yeah, I think, yeah, what Bobby said, but it is, like, just from working with friends and trusting each other and shit, but, I mean, you have to have that one person that is the leader, you know what I mean? But also, like, it is, there is, when he says awkward conversations, it's most people, most friends can't or won't want to
get that deep.
Get that deep with their, or like, or go to, like, or be real with someone like that, you know what I mean? And tell them, like, oh, you got to level up or something like that. And it's tough to try to separate
the business from the friendship.
And then, I mean, it was like, we were 10 years in, and it wasn't always easy. And there was a lot of awkward conversations. And it's just like, if you can get past that and, like, actually just tuck your tail between your legs and move on and just put your ego to the side, you could actually do so, like, with your, like, that's what I think. Like, going into business with your friends is tough, but
yeah, y'all all got to be on the same page.
Right. And you're not always all going to be on the same page to where, like, you're going to disagree. Yeah. Shit's going to get hairy.
There's going to be real shit going on besides, you know, this business. Like, right. I'm pretty sure some of y'all had other jobs.
Yeah.
During the time while having a business too. So
right.
It's like, all right, am I still gonna be dedicated with this shit?
Yeah. And then there's shit that, like, you know what I mean, like that, you, the personal shit too, that you know what I mean, that you might go through and it will affect how you are on the business. And then if you have people that actually trust in you and, like, see that in you, you know what I mean? Most people would just, you fuck up once, they'll just cut you off immediately. But you can go, you have people that actually believe in you with your friends that you could actually, I mean, you fuck up a bunch of times, no, but you can keep going. Yeah. So it's a whole lot to go into business with your friends, I would think. That's it. Yeah, well, it is. I would say it is.
It is a whole lot.
It
is. Because you can't really, like,
it isn't easy, I tell you that.
You can't really cut them off like that, because if you do cut them off, you're going to be cutting them off as a friend too.
Right. And then, I mean, and then there's that just, but sometimes you might have to do that, which, you know what I mean? Which you have to do if you want to get the next level.
If you want to make the business grow, but if they don't want to make the business grow, you got to do what's best for the business, because you really still into it, but they not. So it's like, man, fuck it. I'm just going to keep going.
Right. And I mean,
if you not, then all right, you go over there, do what you got to do. Right. I'm going to keep doing this stuff.
So there's definitely some awkward conversations, and you just got to realize you're going to have to step up at some point. You know what I mean? So it has happened, personally speaking. So, but business with friends is not easy.
Do we have any, shout outs? The guys at the shop?
Shout out to our business partners. Seth and Wills.
Cannon. It's Cannon's, bro. Wills is a beast.
Everybody that's going to be listening in the shop tomorrow.
Yeah, Seth's a Cannon.
And then we also have instructions for them that we're going to play it on each one of the phones, so we get each one of the downloads, too.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, Bobby does that at his tech seminar. Yeah. That's what he teaches all the fucking people.
Does that at his Facebook seminar,
Any others?
Charlie.
Shout out to you guys for having us.
Shout out to you guys. Thanks for coming again. You're welcome back anytime.
Go on Sneak Peek family. Everyone. Yeah, real shit.
Catch them on Sneak Peek Prints on the IGs.
Yeah.
Or hit me up and I'll fucking put you in touch with them. Shout out Maria P. holding down the Rocky Mountains for us. She got her gear. She is repping in the Rockies.
Let's go.
Shout out to you, beloved.
We'll put you on. Shout out to you.
Shout out to Angry Algorithms. Let's go. So excited.